That's the music for the trailer for the new HBO series, Tremé. It's the latest project from the makers of the critically acclaimed series, HBO series, also on HBO, The Wire. David Simon says he wanted to make another show about a struggling city, and this time his focus is on post-Katrina New Orleans, specifically on this neighborhood called Tremé, or Faubourg Tremé. One of the oldest neighborhoods in the city. This series is really about the city itself. Its people, the food, the music, that's the main character of this show. If you're a fan of The Wire, you're going to notice some familiar faces in Tremé. You might remember Wendell Pierce. He was the detective Bunk on The Wire. But in Tremé, he takes on a completely different role. He's Antoine Baptiste, a trombone player who's constantly negotiating with cab drivers for his fares. And Wendell Pierce joins us from New Orleans this morning. Good morning.
Good morning.
Talk to me a little bit about the use of music and food and culture in this series, Tremé, before we talk about your character, because Tremé, as the neighborhood, as a representative of New Orleans, is really kind of looming large, at least in the first two episodes that I saw.
Yeah, well, you know, the intersection between life itself and people and how people deal with it, is that intersection is its culture. And more than any place else that I know, our culture here in New Orleans is a part of our daily lives, and it's a part of our ritual, and we are creatures of habit. And how we live, how we die, how we love, how we hate, we express it through our music, through our cuisine. When you call home and say, you know, how was your day? They say, well, I had red beans and rice at lunch. And they describe it by the meals, literally. And, or, you know, and tonight, man, I'm going to go hear John Boutte down at DBA. So our culture is front and center almost every day in our life. We sing when we talk. Hey, how you doing, Celeste? Hey, baby. Hey, girl, how everything going up there?
I'm doing pretty well, thanks. I'm from California, so I have to do that whole cool thing. your character, I found this your character fascinating. I mean, it's obviously very, very different from what you played in The Wire, but this character is, I mean, he's incredibly likable. But what a change for you, a trombone player. You're like I said earlier, you seem to be constantly negotiating with cab drivers because you're short on fare. Do you play the trombone?
I do not play the trombone, but being the consummate actor that I am, I started taking lessons, and I actually learned the songs of every episode.
Wow!
To play it, but luckily for me, I have this wonderful teacher, Keith Hart, who actually teaches me the songs, and then on set, I have Stafford Agee, who is my sound double. I am playing it.
Here's the sound that we hear of you playing the trombone as you join a parade. That's some sweet trombone playing, I gotta say. So he does a great job. But Elvis
Stafford Agee, he's a trombone player with the Rebirth Brass Band. He's one of the phenomenal musicians I've had an opportunity to work with.
The music is amazing in this series. It begins and ends with music. It begins with this joyful parade with people dancing on tops of cars. It ends with a funeral parade that you're also playing as a gig. Can you kind of tell me a little bit about how the music is sculpting the arc of these stories?
Well, first of all, music in Tremé, all over New Orleans, happens spontaneously. You know, it's a part of... It's so much a part of the culture that you wait for that moment in the wedding celebration when the brass band comes in. You know the moment of real grief happens when the roll of the snare drum happens at a funeral. We know all of the signals that music provides for our ceremonies and parts of life. The same way that you would expect, you know, homecomings for Christmas and different holidays or different gifts on a particular holiday. And so the music here, unlike any other depictions of New Orleans, is really organic and very authentic. A lot of times what happens in Hollywood is we see the celebratory nature of New Orleans, but they don't understand the roots of the music, how it is a part of everyday life. And I think that's what we're we're painstakingly taking the details and the time to make sure that we depict that. The other thing is, we are recording all of this music live on the set. Everything you hear is on location at the very place that we are playing it. The only parts that are in the studio is Stafford goes in to play the trombone line for me to learn and to play in a mix, you know, while we're shooting it. And I think it'll show a phenomenal connection between life and culture. In America, that's a very misunderstood thing. You know, culture is the place where we reflect on where we've been, who we are, where we're going, what thoughts are to the individual. Culture is to a community as a whole, and that's what's depicted here in Tremé.
Well, you know, the other thing that clearly looms large is the after effects of Katrina. You yourself are from New Orleans. In the show, we see, you know, one man speechless as he walks through the caked mud on the floor of his ruined home. And I wanted to play for you this clip. This is John Goodman, who plays a local professor in the show Tremé, and he's being interviewed after the storm.
The levees were not blown, not in 65, and not 3 months ago. The flood protection system, built by the Army Corps of Engineers, a.k.a. the federal government, failed. And we've been saying for the last 40 years, since Betsy, that it was going to fail again unless something was done.
So, I mean, how do you feel about the portrayal of New Orleans after Katrina? Do you think that the show is taking an attitude?
I think the show is depicting the real nature of our recovery, what we've gone through emotionally. I think there are statements that ultimately become political because there's truth in them. You know, the Army Corps of Engineers are responsible for the levees that failed and destroyed the city. And we have been fighting to improve them for decades, asking for the improvement of them. The city of New Orleans does not control them. The federal government does. They are complicit in the destruction of this city and the lives that were lost. And it's taken us almost 5 years, but finally a court has agreed with the citizens of New Orleans. So I think what you're going to see and hear is the emotional landscape, the political landscape, the social landscape of what New Orleanians have been fighting through over the past 5 years. And hopefully those folks who are being flooded out right now in the Northeast and in northern Iowa won't have to go through what we've been going through for the past 5 years.
Wendell Pierce, best known for his role as Bunk on the HBO series The Wire, now starring in the new HBO series Tremé. Thanks so much. I'm Celeste Headlee.
And I'm Todd Zwillick. It's The Takeaway.